This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning two tickets to Deftones North American Tour 2025, Sunday, April 6th, Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. Grant and Danny with you. We are coming your way live from Atlas Brew Works in Alexandria. We'll be here until 6:30. So if you are driving by or in the area, stop through and say hello. It's been excellent to talk to listeners, hang out with excited Commanders fans all day. There's definitely a buzz. People can't wait for Sunday. Now all the good guys have to do is go out and play a decent game.
Yeah, you know, just do the thing that the whole of the country expects you to do, which has not gone well, particularly for Washington over the years. But, yeah, I mean, there is a palpable excitement that this really does feel different. People have said this feels different before, and it wasn't different. This one does feel that way. Now is a great time to earn some trust.
Speaking of the future, it's time for you to plan yours. The exclusive sponsor of our show is the law firm Kondori & Murad. They'll help you update your last will and testament, set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Tell them G&D sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We'll make our picks for the Commanders and the Browns in just a few minutes, but right now it is time to give you all of our favorite predictions for the football weekend ahead. You better not finish in last place. It is time for Confidence Points Picks. You finish in last, you get embarrassed. We have to come up. Let's plan on next week. Let's put a pin in this. We still have a few ideas floating around. Let's find out exactly what the loser this year is going to have to do.
We'll call the segment Pick Danny's Punishment.
Pick Danny's Punishment. We will do that next week. Darius is coming up on his big date where he's got to go take some photos in his towel and his swim cap and his Speedo and his goggles. I'm excited about that for his embarrassing photo shoot. Darius, are you ready? Have you been?
Are you feeling sexy, like overall?
Have you been getting ready for your ESPN, the magazine body issue that you're going to be doing for us?
Yeah, I'm working on my physique a little bit. Got to make sure I'm in shape for this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're excited for you, and we can't wait to get the what do they call those? The prints?
Yeah.
I want a wallet
first
size.
Look at the prints. Yeah.
I want a wallet size of Darius and his Speedo me to laugh at every now and then.
You know when you do the school photos, like for your kids or whatever, and you have so many, like, what do you want? 2 3x7s and one greeting card.
We just got ours back. We got our kid pictures back, and we got mugs with their faces on them.
I'm going to check every box for Darius. We're going to be able to hang some on the fridge. We'll have the little Polaroid
magnets,
styles everywhere. We'll just surprise people with them all over campus.
All right, so the current standings, Darius will be happy to know, he is not in the basement right now. Darris, give us the updated standings as we go into week five with our show predictions.
Yes, indeed. So it looks like in first place is Grant leading the way with 38 points after 4 weeks. Ryan's in second place with 35 points. I am in third with 31 points. Danny, what's going on? You only got 23 points. You're in fourth place.
I believe I have to check on this, but I think I've been mathematically eliminated here through 4 weeks.
You've not been. You're still in great shape.
I think I could get them all right for the rest of the season, and it wouldn't matter. I think I'm eliminated. I have to check.
Danny has finished last, has been head-to-head with Darris, I think, in a Super Bowl where he didn't finish last, and is currently pulling up the rear. But there's a lot of football ahead. It's still going to work out for you. I know it will.
That's nice of you to say it's not, but I appreciate it.
So with that in mind, let's go ahead and give our plays. In the order of the standings, I will go first with my five-point play this weekend, and my five-pointer that I'm most confident in is a Seahawks cover over the New York Giants. No Malik Nabers, he's the entire Giants offense. No Devin Singletary, he has been the entire Giants running game. That means a lot on Daniel Jones against a pretty good Seattle team with a chance to get to 4-1. I think they cover 6.5 against the Giants. Seattle under Mike McDonald is going to be a 4-1 football team.
My five-point play, I have the Dallas Cowboys cover plus 2.5 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I do not trust Justin Fields up to this point in time. I know people have been. I think this is the week that he really falls off in production. I've got the Cowboys plus 2.5.
I'm in lockstep with you, GP. I got Seattle covering that minus 6.5 out there against the New York Giants. No chance the New York Giants keep up with the Seattle Seahawks.
Many times before, we were led to believe it's different. Many times before, we were told it was different. Many times before, we were scolded by diehards and coaches and administrators and everybody in between that it was different. It is different. Washington, -3 at home, beats Cleveland, who is garbage. Washington will be 4-1. Give me the I'm not going to say it. Washington, the local 53, -3.
You almost did it.
I almost did it.
Four-point play time. I'm going to go with the Ravens to cover 2.5 here in their matchup against the Bengals. I just haven't been sold on Cincinnati all year. This started before the Washington game, seeing that defense get undressed and pantsed by Cliff Kingsbury. They gave up a lot of big plays to the Carolina Panthers. I think they can be had in the running game from Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson all the way down. They also, by the way, speaking of Baltimore, need this game. Like, we talk about it being a season definer, season on the line game for Cincinnati. The Ravens would be 2-3 if they lost this game a third of the way through the season. So Baltimore laying and covering 2.5 points. I love what they've got going with Derrick Henry. They, by the way, if they run for, I think it's like 150 yards in this game as a team, they're the fifth club in the 2000s in 25 years of football to have 1,000 yards rushing through five games as a team. They're a juggernaut. Running the football. Give me both.
My four-point play at the Bills plus 1.5 going against the Texans this weekend for one reason only. That is Josh Allen. Shots. Touchdowns.
Pew, pew. Shoo,
this shoo, is the shoo, MVP pew, season pew. That we have been waiting for Josh Allen. I think this is going to be a big breakout game. I've got the Bills winning big.
Four-point play for me. This feels weird picking New England considering that they stink. But guess who stinks more? That Dolphins offense without Tua Tagovailoa. I'm going to take New England to win with that -1.5 cover.
Grant already covered the reasons why, but give me the Seattle Seahawks, who are about to be 4-1 with an easy schedule. It's a big number, but I think they win by 10 points this weekend against the Giants team that has guys like you, me, and Dupree running routes for them.
Let's go to the three-pointers here. Corey Kispert, eat your heart out, you handsome fellow.
God, he's handsome.
Did you see the pictures of him from Media Day?
I did.
He had just gotten a haircut. He had just groomed his beard. His eyes were just so green.
All right, Corey, on three, say, hey, girl, 1, 2, 3, and great shot, great shot.
He just
shot.
Was looking at me in that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just was like, what do I do?
You're
with
a
my
leopard.
Hand?
You see a gazelle. You want to eat it.
God, he's handsome. Mm. I'm going to go with my three-point play opposite Mr. Darris Dameron. The Miami Dolphins get a much-needed win for Mike McDaniel. Another week in the offense for Tyler Huntley and some of their fill-ins. They still have Tyreek Hill. They're going to find a way to involve he and Jaylen Waddle. The Patriots are very capable of hanging in this game. It's going to be a very low-scoring game. The total in this game, by the way, is the lowest of the week. It's in the mid-30s last time I checked. That having been said, the Dolphins cover, they win. I'm going to say it's a 17-13 kind of gross fest.
My three-point play, I have the Patriots minus 1.5, Grant. I think it's the opposite for me at this point. I cannot trust Mike McDaniel at this point without Tua Tagovailoa. I think the Patriots have a really good defense. I think it's going to be very low scoring. I've got the Patriots winning by maybe 3.
Me against all yins in this game, Danny.
So I'm not taking it. I have no idea what's going to happen.
My three-point play, I've got Indianapolis covering that plus 3 out there in Jacksonville. It would be crazy if Jacksonville goes 0 for 5, but I think with Joe Flacco at the helm for the Colts offense, I think this Colts offense is going to be much better. So I got them winning in Jacksonville, plus 3.
Joe Flacco said this week he is 8 days older than the mother of his fellow quarterback on the roster, Anthony Richardson.
Everything about it's so weird, man. We're just doing a Joe Flacco thing again. We'll be doing this in 2030. What happens first? Joe Flacco stops playing or Washington gets a new stadium?
I'm going to say Joe Flacco stops playing.
I'm not anymore. I would have said that last year, but he played, and now he's doing it again. My three-point play, the New Orleans Saints plus 5.5. I know they're on the road in Kansas City, but Kansas City has nothing and nobody. Their offense stinks. I don't think they can blow anybody out. So I think New Orleans loses but covers in that game.
That brings us to our two-point plays. These are bunnies around the rim. I got the Vikings in the early morning breakfast football match that we should all be happy exists. Laying 2.5. I think they win by a field goal. They're taking on the Jets. They have a more explosive, better offense. Justin Jefferson is the best receiver in the NFL. Darnold throws, caught. It's Justin Jefferson! 14 yards and another Vikings first down, Minnesota! Jets does big things. Vikings go to London and come back 5-0 because of Justin Jefferson.
My two-point play, Darius, fire up that music. I've got the Commanders covering 3 points against the Cleveland Browns. And, of course, I think Jaden Daniels gets it done this weekend. This will be a fun one. I've got the Commanders for the first time on record saying they will win and cover a 3-point spread. Danny, it's all you now. Or Darius, rather.
Darius, rather.
Your promo was going so well.
I wanted to eat Darius's crust. That's really what it was.
That's what it always comes down to. That reminds me of like a sideline report where you crush it. You do everything great, and then you're like, back to you, Frank. And then like Tom's like, actually, it's me, but okay.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, it's Tom, and it's good to meet you.
My two-point play, I've got San Francisco covering minus 7.5 against Arizona. Arizona's coming in reeling. And after giving up 42 to Washington, I don't see how they don't give up 42 more to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, that's real nice. Giving them Ravens here, hon. Opening line of this game. The opening line was 1.5 for the Ravens. It's now up to 2.5. I think they cover because the Bengals is bums. Give me them Ravens. Going the road. They're going to go in the road. It's going to be Lamar. Andrews gets going. Likely. Derrick Henry, dude, he's going to go downhill. M. Ravens are going to win. They're going to be 3-2.
What's the name of this guy?
Dale from Timonium.
Well, Dale is Rick that the Orioles just got run out of the playoffs.
You know, it's a bit of a bummer up there. You know, the fact that we don't lost, what is it now, 10 straight up there?
10
you know,
in
the postseason.
Swept in 4 by the Royals in the ALCS.
Yeah.
Lost to the Blue Jays in a wild card play-in.
Yeah, that was a tough one here.
Lost 3 in a row.
Because that
Texas.
Was Bautista when he threw that bat, right? Was that him?
Britton didn't get the pitch. That was not when.
So
Bautista
why did Buck not throw Britton in that game? He should have thrown him.
3 in a row last year to the Rangers and the DS.
Yeah.
And then this year, the 2 losses.
You know, it's one of them things that's frustrating, you know. But you know the Orioles, what they're going to do is go ahead and spend a bunch of money. You know what I mean? You got even if the new owner is going to take after the old owner, they're going to go make a lot of adjustments. They're going to go get a lot better. When it, you know, it's time to go start playing again, you know, they're going to have 15 injuries, a bunch of guys down from single A going to come up. You know, they're going to flounder at the end of the season, and they'll lose again. But Ravens is nasty.
All right, let's hit our free throws here. 1-point plays, confidence points picks on Grant and Danny. I've got a game that I hate. This is a hold-your-nose prediction. I don't like lines of 3. I'd love a hook here in one way or the other, but the Green Bay Packers minus 3 against the Rams. The Rams are just so banged up. Green Bay can run the ball. They lost to the Vikings last week, but they completely decimated Minnesota after halftime, outscored them by double digits. They look better than their record to me. So I like Green Bay to handle the Rams in a matchup of Matt LaFleur and Sean McVay, a couple of guys I covered for years in D.C.
My 1-point play, I have the Panthers going against the Bears. I've got the Panthers plus 3.5 this weekend. I think the big headline on Monday will be, why did they not take Jaden Daniels? How could you have not seen this guy was a generational talent? I've got the Panthers covering the spread. I'm not really buying this turnaround with the Bears offense. DeAndre Swift had a huge game last week. He's shown in years past he cannot be trusted on back-to-back weeks. I've got the Panthers covering 3.5 in Chicago.
You're already shoveling dirt on Caleb Williams?
Not yet. I like Caleb Williams, but at this point, it's not working out.
I've got Sam Darnold in the Sam Darnold revenge game. The Minnesota Vikings covering that minus 2.5. Grant, we need you to do more Paul Allen stuff on the air. I love your Paul
Big
Allen.
Big Paul Allen guy. Sam Darnold, SD to JJ, Justin Jefferson.
Bills go on the road, and they beat the Texans. The Bills are good. I think the Texans are just okay. I think they'll end up with 9 or 10 wins, but I think the Bills are nasty, and I think Rondo already covered it. This is the MVP season for one Yosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Allen. That is how we do it. The Confidence Points Picks. Danny pulling up the rear needs a big week, sitting at 23 points through 4 weeks of football, collectively 8-12 against the spread in 20 predictions this year. This is the week, Danny, that you get it going. We are confident in you as a show. We are behind you.
Oh, no, I'm behind you, quite frankly. I am way, way, way behind you guys. Again, if I have a perfect week, I will still not overtake you. So it's a reminder that I stink at this. And that's it, actually. That's all. There's actually no follow-up to that. I'm terrible at this.
By the way.
Even though I have won it once. I've won this thing 1 year.
Clary, look at what Danny's got. He's got his bag in his hand. He's already packed everything up. The only thing not in his bag is his laptop, which is plugged in still, as it is in front of him to finish the radio program.
Yep.
This is the literal look of a man who's got 1 foot out the door.
The door is open next to us, by the way. I'm going to skip right behind
Even
you.
By your standards, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is just being prepared. It's just easy within reach. It'll be time to go soon.
You're holding your bag.
Yeah.
It's already thrown over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Now get a picture of him, Clary. Unbelievable. When did you pack it? What did you clean up and do all that? I didn't even know.
Oh, that was my power cord that I just put away. Easily accessible.
Yeah.
I don't have all my other accoutrements I normally do because we were fed here by the great folks at Atlas Brew Works. I've got my water bottle right behind me. That's a scoop and score. I'm going to pick it up and take it to the house.
Have you considered the difference between doing that after the show? It's like 47 seconds.
Of course. Yeah. I need to get in the car. Are you headed to Chantilly to pick up my kid from soccer?
I will happily do that for you.
Please, by all means, by the way, I'll go home and relax. My feet is up. If you want to go do that,
my feet
you can
is
do
up.
It.
This guy, I mean, this is unbelievable. People always think it's a bit. That's my favorite thing.
No, it's not a bit at all.
When they're out like and about, when we're doing the show on location somewhere, people will always come up and they'll say, wow, Danny really is out of here really quickly.
When it's time to leave, it's time to leave.
Almost that time. All right, let's make our predictions, Danny. Commanders, you've already kind of tipped your hat here with your confidence points picks. Hosting the Browns on Sunday, what do you got?
Washington 24, Cleveland 16. Washington is better. They will play better. This defense will give some things up. They'll give up some running totals, some rushing yards here and there. But that doesn't matter because points come through the passing game. They are going to win this game against a bad team. I'm sorry. A lot of people were encouraging me not to pick them because I picked against them each of the last 3 weeks. I've been wrong each of the last 3 weeks. So hopefully that trend changes this week. They're going to beat a bad team. They're not going to drop them, but they're going to beat them.
You can add us to the pile with the rest of America, with all of the sports bettors. The number one bet on team in sports books this week, the Washington Commanders.
Number one.
For the third straight week, I will also be backing the locals. I think the Commanders get a win. They're better than the Browns. They're 4-1. And on Monday, we've got a Victory Monday show when we're talking about not only a pretty good football team, but a team that has a chance to be outstanding and win a division. That's where I think we're headed.
That's lofty. That's not just, hey, they're 4-1 and that's nice. That's, we got to open the door to other conversations. I think that's pretty cool. But by the way, again, we talked about this all show long, all week long, frankly. If you are 4-1, those are reasonable conversations. It's not because you're 2-0 coming back home from beating the Broncos, who were terrible last year. It's not reasonable when you're 3-1 with Rex Grossman with other teams. What is reasonable is a 4-1 group when everyone else is heading in the wrong direction. Thinking about Dallas, how beat up there. Thinking about Philadelphia hasn't gotten going yet. The Giants are still the Giants. If things are trending a certain way, it's a reasonable question to ask, will they continue to trend this way? No guarantees. Nobody's ever been awarded anything in October other than like a war, and you know, weekly award or a player of a month in October. No divisions have ever been decided. But when you start in that way, you give yourself the opportunity to have those conversations and to play meaningful football. And that's what's happening.
Danny, there's a young fella in a Terry McLaurin.
He's right here.
Commander's jersey.
Oof.
He does not care that much.
He's young. He's fun. He's got a metabolism and everything.
He does. He's going to drink a beer
yep.
on a Friday night.
Yeah.
He's not going to, his butt's not going to jiggle for a week.
He doesn't need a nap. Look at that guy.
For Danny Hoohey, I'm Grant Paulson saying so long. Big thanks to Tobes, Garris for working hard in the studio. Back on Half Street for Ryan out here with our engineer Chris as well. And for everyone who came by, stopped through and said hello, all of you for listening. Been a lot of fun today. Let's go win a football game and let's go have a season, shall we? Linnell comes your way next with overtime. Have a great weekend, everybody. We are back on Monday with Jay Gruden at 5. Austin Eckler Tuesday at 5. This is Grant and Danny.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.